Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
A lot of people always ask me, Breeny, how are you so wise? Or like, you have an incredible mind. Like, how do you do it? And I've been thinking recently that it's all about self-awareness. So what is self-awareness? So to be self-aware is the ability to be able to see yourself clearly from the inside, of course, not just the outside. You only need a mirror to look on the outside. But what you need to be able to look down on the inside is self-awareness, to evaluate, to change, to be better. My goal every day for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years is, how can I be better? How can I be the best version of myself? So part of self-awareness is asking yourself questions. And a lot of people ask me, well, how are you so wise? I question everything. I question myself. I question others. I question the world. I question God. I'm always asking questions. My desire is to know more, so that I can understand more, so that I can change more, so that I can do more. And the funny thing about life is that we mostly go through life unconscious. We do things unconsciously, or so we think, but most of the things that we do unconsciously is because somewhere in our conscience there is a record playing. A lot of us live our lives on autopilot. We don't stop and question, why the hell are you doing this over and over and over again? Why are you constantly getting into the same toxic, unhealthy relationships time and time and time again? Why can you not keep a steady job time and time again? Why are your friendships always ending time and time again? We really stop and question ourselves. Why do you think the way that you think? Why do you behave the way that you behave? Why do you act and react the way that you act and react? What has happened in your past, in your childhood, in your relationships to cause you to behave in this manner? I ask myself questions, I write them down. I ask myself at any given time, how are you feeling? Why are you feeling this way? How are you today? Sometimes you have to ask your heart, how are you? You know, a lot of times when people ask us how we are and we know we're not fine, it's because we don't actually have words to put to how we're feeling, because we don't even ask ourselves these questions. I know at any given time how I'm feeling. And if I don't, all I have to do is take a moment and ask myself. And I am completely honest with myself. So another part of being self-aware is being honest with yourself, taking a deep dive into your subconscious, into your mind, into your heart, seeing how all this stuff works and questioning it and being okay to see it. It may be bad, it may be ugly, it might not be pretty, but you are willing to take a look into your own heart and your own soul and be honest. And I think I always mention this when I'm talking about honesty. I remember there was a time where I was single for a very long time. And one of my really close friends got into a relationship, but she had just got out of a relationship. She got out of a bad relationship and she got into a good one, like, within months. And I just felt to myself, like, I've been single for 100,000 years. And how are you just getting out of a relationship and into a new healthy one, into one where the guy absolutely adores you? I started to feel like, what's wrong with me? So therefore, I started to compare myself to her, and therefore I became jealous. And because I understand myself and because I'm self-aware, I was able to pick that up. So I could have given myself an excuse for why I'm feeling that way. No, but the God's honest truth was that I was jealous. I was green with envy. And because I was honest with myself, I was actually able to go and tell my friend exactly how I was feeling about the situation. She couldn't do anything, but I wanted to be honest and straight up because my behavior did change. And so I'm just using that as an example to show you guys how deep honesty and being transparent and open with yourself can actually improve your life. Because when you're self-aware, you don't have to wait for someone to tell you or show you how you look, or how you're acting, or how you're behaving. You know exactly how you are and how you're behaving. It's also easy for you to take criticism as well. It's like someone could have been like to me in that situation, "Oh, Brini, it sounds like you're jealous." And I could have been like, "No, me jealous? What? Why are we jealous? Why are we jealous? What?" And those people that react that way, you've been triggered. You're acting that way because you're triggered. But because I'm self-aware and because I was able to identify that within myself, I could have been like, "Yeah, I'm really jealous." And they would actually be able to help me because I'm honest, right? And because I've already seen it in myself. A lot of us don't see in ourselves. Like I always say, a lot of us like to think that our shit don't stink, but it stinks, and it stinks really bad. The thing about actually getting into a relationship, a healthy relationship, is that person is going to show you, that person's going to be a mirror, and that person is going to show you who you are. Relationships are not for immature people. And I think this is part of the reason why a lot of people have really argumentative, aggressive, unhealthy relationships, because nobody wants to believe what the other person is telling you about yourself, because you're like, "Me? What?" Everyone that criticizes you is not a hater. Everyone that is judging you is not a hater. But we live with ourselves. But living with yourself doesn't mean that you know everything about yourself. So it's important that we know ourselves. It's very important. Part of self-awareness is knowing yourself. And we can only really know ourselves if we actually take time to get still, to be single, to be alone. Like, it's okay. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's okay to be by yourself. And a lot of times we distract ourselves with people, with friendships, with relationships, with other stuff to avoid actually taking a look at ourselves. It's easy for me to run into a relationship and get lost in you so that I don't have to look at myself. And that can end up really toxic. You can actively, honestly critique yourself. There's not much progress that you can make, right? They say check yourself before you wreck yourself. A lot of us are wrecking ourselves because we won't check ourselves. We won't check our attitudes. We won't check our behaviors. We won't check our thought life. We don't know our strengths and weaknesses. So every time someone says, "Oh, I don't think that you should probably do this. Maybe you should do something else. You're not quite strong in this area," you attack them because you're delusional, because you're not aware of yourself. You're not aware of your strengths and weaknesses. You're not aware of your likes and your dislikes. One thing I always say is, who are you? Where are you? And what do you want? I think once we're able to answer those questions about our lives will skyrocket like this. The reason why you may feel like your hair mediocre is because you haven't really clearly defined who you are, where you are, and what you want out of life. And the people that don't know what they want out of life get anything. And the reason why you can't actually be appreciative is because you don't actually have any goals. And the reason why you don't have any goals is because you've never taken the time to sit down and ask yourself these valuable questions. I question myself every single day. And one thing, going back to relationships, the reason why I can have a healthy and successful relationship is because I'm very, very honest. And I may be sensitive, but I'm very honest with myself. So I don't feel any way telling someone something like, I'm feeling a bit neglected, I'm feeling a bit insecure, like I'm actually okay. And you only get okay with those feelings when you sit with yourself, question yourself, and also learn how to help yourself. Self-help, right? Learn how to help yourself when you're feeling these ways. So a few questions that you can ask yourself is, who am I? And this doesn't mean doctor, nurse, lawyer, road sweeper, dustbin man, mother, grandmother, sister. This is not your identity. Who are you? Like, who are you at your core? What do you like doing? What are your likes and your dislikes? Where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 1 year? Where do you want to be in life? What are some of your goals? Long-term, short-term, mid-term goals. Who are the people that are in my life? Who do I want to be in my life? Who do I not want to be in my life? I changed my number the other day because I'm like, I need this fresh start. And everyone's like, you always change your number. Yes. It's a new season, new number. And some of you guys need to change your number. I wrote this on Twitter the other day. Some of you guys need to change your number. People in your past should not still be able to have access to you. Who do you want in your life? Where do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What do you want to achieve? Who do you want to help? Who do you want to inspire? Ask yourself these questions. And I want you guys to do me a favor, get a piece of paper, write down these questions and answer them. And you can message me or you can write them in the comments below. But let's start to become more aware of ourselves. That is the only way we're going to really progress in life. I promise you. I promise you. We can't be living on autopilot. We can't live life unconscious. Because what's going to happen is you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be 50. And you're going to complain about your life. I don't want to complain about my life. I want to be able to create the life that I want. And you're only able to create the life that you want when you know what life you want. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk Podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.